American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Here's Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studio, high above the Reno Arch, and just east of a winter wonderland that is Lake Tahoe. It's the Worst Little Podcast Christmas episode! Woo! And it's our season finale. We're going to be saying goodbye to 2025 and season 15. So we're having a big old Christmas party. Ho, ho, ho.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hey, hi, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And happy birthday, Dogwater Dick. It's Rick's birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right. Let's sing Rick happy birthday. Ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to Rick.
Happy birthday to Rick. Yeah.
You guys, you're making my eyes water.
Well, you deserve Thank it,
Cha, cha, cha.
Cha, cha, cha. Hey, you guys.
All right. The Christmas party. We had some feasts downstairs. Kids were here. Do we still have children in the building?
Children, yeah. Make some noise.
Sounds like it, yeah.
It's like a whole grip of kids down there.
Well, while the kids are here, we got to get some... Request to Santa, right? Santa's a listener, by the way, so...
Oh, yeah. He's a subscriber. Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. And because of that, I have Santa's email.
Yeah, and the bank won't let me exchange the fucking cookies he sends.
First guy to fail the test.
What's the test?
We're not cursing on the air today. I don't know if you knew that about the Christmas show.
Yeah. That's the game
trying
not
glad, to. I'm glad you were one of the ones to but fail first this year, not me.
We try not to, but it doesn't usually work.
Never fails.
Later we'll have some fucking pie.
Never.
How dare awesome. She?
Yeah, Rick, you know Rory hates pie.
Yeah. Don't bring it to Rory's door.
Who's
Santa?
Was that my kid, Rick? Yeah.
What did she want
so
for Christmas?
Much, so much less cute than that, though.
I don't remember what kind. Oh, please, can you give me some coffee?
Oh, I miss you.
Oh, that's right. She wanted coffee for coffee and rocks.
And then, yeah, and I said something rude, and she said,
"What do you mean, you dick?"
Well, can't say that word, man.
Dogwater dick.
Yeah, she was just talking to her.
She was adorable back then. I miss her.
Richard.
I love this one.
That's more than she said to me in the last 3 months.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That was a good Christmas.
Classic
Christmas. Aw. Hooray, you guys.
So how are you? How's your penultimate day before your birthday? You're like, what, 57 this year?
Just about. Yeah. I'm catching up with Nick. I get closer to Nick every year.
So I'm a tail. I'm not 57, though, you guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Nick, you're actually...
It's funny, at the KFC, when I got the food for tonight, I was in the drive-thru window, and I drive up, and the guy's all, "I gave you the senior discount."
Oh.
Well, you, thanks, man.
You didn't
What is the age for that, by the way? He's all, "I think it's 50. And I'm all, "Hey, we're there." That's exactly how old I am.
Yeah, man. I went to a baseball game last year and the tickets were $10 and the guy only charged me $8. And I was like, "What says 10? He said, "Oh, senior discount." And it was 53. And I was like, "Hey, I'm not 53, dude."
Grabbed him.
I'm 51.
But you still took that discount.
I still took the $2 discount.
Yeah,
I just got to get used to it.
My wallet thanks you, but my ego wants to punch you in the face.
The college baseball game was a college kid, so I took it as he didn't know anything.
Right. That's why he's in college.
You should take advantage of college kids.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
Wait, no.
Don't say that.
That's not the Christmas story.
I don't mean that at all.
So, you guys, what are we all doing? Are we going to get Santa requests from the kids?
Yeah, we got Billy and Bobby.
Bobby, did you want to come and sit and tell us what you want for Christmas? He had just gotten up from the table. I'm not sure what he's doing.
I'm getting something to eat.
Ah, he's getting more holiday feast.
Perhaps that's what he wants Santa to bring him, food.
More food.
Maybe some coffee.
He did not visit the Santa this year. He kind of waved at Santa from afar and smiled awkwardly and said he did not want to go sit with the large man.
Santa even bribed him with a toy, and he said no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that the public market Santa or
that's
the,
right.
the Old Town Mall Santa?
Reno Public Market. We went to their Maker Fair over the weekend.
Yeah, we went there yesterday.
Yeah.
Kids got a teenager.
She sat next to it, shook his hand, didn't even tell him what she wanted or anything. Very cordial.
She just wanted to meet him. Yep. The man.
Got the picture.
Nice to see you again, Santa.
And you guys, this year we have a first.
What's it?
My beautiful sister Gina is on the show with us.
Hi, Gina.
Hey, Gina. Welcome, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Is this really your first time on the show?
Yeah.
She's been here.
Listen before.
You've been here while the show is being recorded.
Yes.
Oh,
and talk
okay.
right into the mic. Gina, what do you want for Christmas this year?
A new car.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Good
there you
go. Idea.
Santa's a listener, yep. So.
We got to end with Santa.
And you deserve one.
Do you remember any good Christmas stories? With
Cha-cha shoes.
We had great Christmases, right, Gina?
We had fabulous Christmases.
It all went so good every time. Yeah. And we'd have the one at mom's house with mom, and then we'd also go to dad's house in California.
Yes.
And then there would be like, but we would go to the main family one at grandma and grandpa's house.
Like, which so you got like three Christmases?
Room. Yeah. Yeah, kind of. But then, we wouldn't have one like at dad's house also, because a lot of the other kids got that, I think. But we would just have it like at grandma and grandpa's house. Right. Wasn't there years that like everybody was there because we had all the stockings? Did you see downstairs? I've got my stocking from grandma up as my stocking this
How
year.
Cute.
The one that we got from after grandma and grandpa passed away.
Something yeah. that says
How
Ricky.
Cute.
Yes, the Ricky one.
Yeah.
That my grandmother wrote that. So I presume.
Dogwater Ricky.
Yep. That's me.
Little Ricky.
EY.
So super fun.
Oh, Ricky Anderson spelled it with an EY too. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's totally an EY. Was
Ricky Anderson on the 86 Mets?
No, he was on the 86 Yankees.
Did he have a cocaine problem?
No.
Good for him.
All natural.
Not that we're aware
all
of.
All natural.
Not until he went to the A's, right?
He played for the A's like three different times.
We all know
the early 80s A's may have had a problem. I don't think Ricky did.
No.
But that's besides the point.
And who else do we have on the show?
We have Jess and Quinn,
Hello.
My kids.
Hello.
Hi, Jess and Quinn.
Hi, guys. How's married life?
It's wonderful.
It's great.
Yay. It's your first Christmas together, Mary.
Yeah.
Yep. It's pretty exciting, I would say, as much as it can be, just living daily life now with the person I love every day.
Aww. They said it better than me. Wow.
Do you have any plans for Christmas? Doing any traveling or anything?
Just visiting Jess's family and my family.
Going to my brother's house.
You. Is that all here in Reno, or are you going out of town at all?
It's like in Sun Valley.
That sounds awesome.
Do you remember when Sun Valley
kind of out of town.
Was Reno? And it was like, and now it's like Sun Valley, it's its own place.
Yeah.
Was there a time we called it Sun Valley, but it was still Reno?
No, Sun Valley's been its own municipality forever.
Really?
Yeah, it's never been part of Reno.
God.
Even since I first moved here, it's always been its
own. No, I mean way back when I was like in high school.
Entity.
No, Sun Valley was like a separate thing for a long time.
It's a trailer park, so.
Yep. I think that it tried to join Reno a few times, but they said no.
Get your own fire department.
We don't have enough for police for you guys.
Jess, what
police
do you want
your
for
own.
Christmas?
I already know what I'm getting, so should I wish for that?
Sure.
Okay, I want some metal new dice.
Yeah.
For gaming.
How many sided?
Yeah. All of them. They come in a set.
Out of aluminum? So they're nice and lightweight,
know,
or titanium?
Bronze.
Yeah. That sounds beautiful.
Steel dice is hard.
Yeah, it is. Get it?
If the game goes sideways, you can put those in your sock and swing them around and knock some people out.
I know.
Yeah. That's a good gift. Good choice.
Quinny, you're up. What do you want for Christmas?
I want the same thing that I'm getting, or that Jess is getting, some metal polyhedral dice.
Just wish for the mushroom socks.
Oh, yeah.
And the mushroom socks.
Now, are they like socks with mushrooms on them, or are they socks made of mushrooms, or are they socks that are filled with magic mushrooms?
It'd be really cool if they were made out of mushrooms. That'd be like some new sock-making technology.
Yeah, those would be extra stinky.
But
and then there would be like fungus on your feet.
Ooh.
Get it? Because
I've got foot fungus. Look, I can take it right off.
Yeah, clip it and throw it in a pan with some butter.
Yep. But they're just delicate. So gross. Cool mushrooms on them.
They were on sale.
They were on sale.
Sounds lovely.
And we're joined by Doc G.
Yeah.
You graduate today. You are part of the family. You're part of the production team now, and no longer an intern. We don't, you know, you're a production assistant.
And Doc G, what is your fucking name?
Oh, Rick.
I'm sorry. The kids don't have headphones on.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. That's better.
And the kids on the internet shouldn't be listening to this anyway.
Right.
I'll still have to mark it explicit. But
yeah, my name is Doc. Grum.
Grum.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep calling you Doc G.
That's fair.
That's a rad name. It's better than so many other of our interns had. So.
Yeah.
Like, what was that one guy? Patrick?
Starfish?
Crawdad.
And he's still with us.
Fish Tank.
A horrible name.
Fish Tank, I like that word.
That'd be a crab
good
legs.
Word. That'd be a good word for that. Too. Yeah, no, Dr. G's got some big ideas. You know, he's talking to me about Dogwater Industries, dude.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey.
Yeah, I heard we're getting a meme coin or some shit.
Yeah, I'm going to get this coin.
I failed.
Yeah.
And Dr. G's going to do literally everything else for Dogwater Industries.
Man, I'd like to get a piece of that.
Dogwater meme coin.
Yeah, we're going to do like a pump and dump scheme.
Yeah. Count me in.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you'd like to be
diamond hands over here,
send your money to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
You ain't on the pump and dump.
Yeah. Put in the notes, pump and dump.
Yeah, put in the notes. Buy early.
Don't turn it into your accountant.
It's going to be the worst little coin. Okay.
You want to know on the pump side, not on the dump side. You know what I'm saying?
I love the sound of children.
So, Dr. G.
Yeah? Yeah.
You've been listening for a while now, at least a couple months.
I have.
This is the first the listeners are hearing of you. Is there anything you'd like to say to them? What do you think of the show so far? Who's your least favorite host?
Probably you.
I know. I set you up.
T-ball.
Have you enjoyed your time here?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah?
There's a variety of sounds that I've been exposed to, definitely. A lot of unique like genres of music. And it's just been great to hear your discussions about, I don't know, weed and shady stores and... Yeah. I don't know.
The best burger in
cross country vans.
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Are you learning anything?
For sure.
Okay, cool.
And were you doing it for school credit?
Or? No, you just wanted to have fun, right?
Yeah. It was just referred by Tom G.
Not referred, but I took his class, and then I was like looking at like studios across Reno.
Oh, cool.
I just wanted to like keep like applying what I learned, basically. Yeah. So
very cool. Very cool. Well, welcome to the family, Doc.
Yeah, ma'am.
Thank you.
We appreciate all your hard work, and it's been helpful.
Yeah. And then I guess you're returning for season 16, huh?
Of course.
Next year? All right. We got like...
best season yet.
Three episode hiatus, 4 weeks off or something after tonight. And what do you want for Christmas?
$6.
Oh, well, I think that's very feasible.
I think if we let the Patreon roll in for a couple months, we should be able to scrape that.
We could probably scrape that up tonight for you if you really...
Wring that out of the wash rag for you.
I got 50 cents.
Doc G, nobody has cash anymore. Sorry.
PayPal.
Exactly. I can sell you it.
You're going to sell them $6.
I'll give you some stickers and you can try to sell those.
I'll sell you 36 cents.
Merry Christmas.
Actually, why don't we just print some of these episodes to tape and then you could just go sell them downtown on the street.
That's such a great idea.
I like it.
Is Diana with us?
Diana is wrangling children and she's coming back to the microphone right now.
Oh, cool.
Sit next to me. Let mommy in.
I'm But in the meantime, I also invited my lovely partner, Kaylee, on, who's I thought would be good for a family, I don't even want to say reunion, union, because she's actually Chewie's cousin.
Yeah.
What?
And yeah. This is the first time.
Oh, really?
This is the first time. This is the first time that they've
met. Never met before until this evening, but she's my second cousin, and her father and grandmother have been in my life since I was a baby.
Yep. It's, you know, quite a Christmas miracle.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah,
we pulled off a miracle here.
And what do you want for Christmas, Kaylee?
I would like to relinquish all of my earthly possessions, find enlightenment, freedom from desire, and if I can't have that, then some oil paints would be cool too.
Oil paints!
Kind of like a reverse Christmas type situation. Zen. Yeah. You're giving it all away.
It's a pump and dump.
Patrick, what are you getting for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, just to sleep in. It would be nice. A nice cup of coffee, peaceful morning.
Take this one. A beautiful and noble desire.
Yeah.
Simple. Very nice.
Easy.
Where are we at? Who else is in that room besides Dogwater Dick?
Nobody.
Well, what do you want for Christmas, sir?
I want I want a percolator.
Percolator.
Like a plug-in percolator.
Nice.
They make them so cool now. They got like timers and they keep the coffee hot. And because I've got tons of old school percolators where you put it on a burner and it percolates coffee.
Yeah, and it stays hot for 2 hours.
And
it
like pops up on the top. And remember that old commercial? Remember that commercial? There was an old like 1950s commercial or something.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody remembers that.
You remember, Gina?
Yeah.
So I want that, but percolated coffee tastes different.
Hmm.
And I have every way to make coffee in the house. I've got an AeroPress and 3 different French presses and 3 different percolators that don't plug in. And I just thought it'd be so great at work to be able to like plug in a percolator and then be able to pour hot coffee that's percolated.
Mm.
Coffee's gotten so expensive.
The only percolator I have is a camping percolator, and it only makes like an enormous pot.
The big blue guys.
Well, yeah, but mine's just galvanized steel. It's tin, like gray. It's not, but it's that size. Yes.
Yes. I have a big blue one and a tiny one that makes 1 cup, 1.5 cups, and then I got a medium-sized one that's orange. So you've got the giant one.
I have the giant one.
When you need the giant one, it's great, but if it's just you, screw that
no
thing.
No way, yeah.
Like, why would you waste all that coffee? I have percolator filters too, you guys. I'm sorry. So yeah, it's a coffee nerd moment
for me. You
bought
the filters before the percolator?
Well, no, I have the filters because I have 3 other percolators.
Oh, got you.
So they,
you want a fourth percolator?
You're ready.
But this one's got a modern plug-in. All of mine are like from the 1800s. They all look
fire
ancient.
And steam.
Yeah, they haven't changed since the beginning
of
time.
Steam.
Yeah. It really is. We're always like, it's made of wood and steam and powered by steam. Yeah, it actually is.
Kind
of
percolators.
Your coffee is powered by steam.
Is Diana still there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
What do you want for Christmas?
Can I trade in 2 boys for something else? Like a dog?
We'll take the email from Santa.
Am one of the boys in this equation.
Dogs are great.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make it tougher.
Or I lost my coffee thermos, and a new one of those would work fine too.
Ooh. Is it the kind you pour it out or the kind you drink directly from it?
Either. The pour it out I lost, and then the one you drink directly from I have also lost.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
You just have to hold your coffee in your hands, right?
Mm-hmm. I drink it from the palm of my hands. It's, you know, kind of burns a little bit. But
right out of the faucet.
But you need coffee, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, she doesn't even use a coffee machine. It's just hot water right out of the sink and some coffee beans in her.
And shake them up in your mouth.
She holds it there as long as she can.
It's a new kind of chew.
Just a little between your cheek and gum.
That probably sticks in your teeth, though, huh?
Yeah, meanwhile, Rick's talking about like plug-in percolators with timers and thermometers and stuff. Just doing it with her
doing
hands.
Doing it old school. Yeah.
Yeah, doing it old school.
Yeah. I am old. It's fine.
Rev, what do you want for Christmas?
An increased minimum wage.
Yes. Going the Bernie Sanders route.
Better housing market for all. Healthcare for all.
Can prices just go down?
Not much, right?
Do prices ever go down?
No. Gas prices are down a little bit.
Do we know any economists?
Gas
that
in Carson the other night for $2.59. I bought.
What?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I got the Maverick card, and I've been working when I was working in Carson. Man, yeah. That gas has been.
I got the Maverick card too. The Nitro card, 10 cents
Ooh,
off.
Oh yeah,
and a free cup of coffee once in a while.
Exactly, that's pretty nice.
Maverick.
I got free lunch the other day. Can I sit down? No, but more selfishly in my personal life.
How about my hoodie?
You know, I've struggled with this question this year. Like, I mean, there's like all sorts of superficial things like, oh, I want that. That's mine. And that's mine. And that's mine.
That's mine.
Right. But, you know, like a new shower head.
Do you have the kind with the pipe so that you can wash your backside?
I want the big like square, big square from the ceiling with the handle that also detaches.
Yes, the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
that's
what I want. And one of these days, I'm going to pull that trigger on Amazon just as soon as I stop paying for childcare.
Can't hear me?
Well, if Diana's wish comes true.
Yeah.
But I think I would be one of the players lost in that trade. So.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Either Billy true. Or Bobby would get to stay at the house. One of them.
By themselves.
And a dog.
And a dog, which would be great for the remaining child.
Yeah, that shower head would be great for washing the dog.
Right, get a big old sheep dog.
That's so true. And without all the expenses, she'd be able to afford it.
I would. I would also get a really big fat life insurance policy.
Oh,
hey, wait, depending on.
Wait, what kind of trade in are we talking here? This took a dark turn.
Dark trade-in.
Life insurance policy on a dog?
Let's chat after the show. I could get into this.
We hardly know you, Patrick.
Oh, no, I mean about cashing in that policy.
Yeah, that's yeah.
The dark web, man.
Rick, I need you to erase all this.
Chewy, what do you want for Christmas?
Nick, will you walk me home tonight?
Oh, I'm walking myself, bro. We're in trouble.
Can't help you.
I'll drop you guys off on the other side of the tracks if you need.
I'm scared. How do you think I'm going to feel walking out of here alone?
You know. For me, personally, I mean, there's a lot of material things that I don't need. I've got so many things. In this life, I've been so blessed. So not a lot of material stuff. I mean, I like cassette tapes, baseball cards, masonry tools. But what I really would like is for the New York Knicks to make it to at least the finals, the NBA finals. I wanted to win the Eastern Conference finals. I wanted to play in the NBA finals for the first time since 1999 because I've been a Knicks fan since I was in fifth grade. And it's been a long road. So I know there's millions of other Knicks fans that would like the same thing. I don't want to win the championship. Of course, I would like to, but if you could just get me to the finals, that'd be great. Thank you.
I'm one of Knicks fans, but it's the Nick that's here.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm also a Nick Ramirez fan, but I've been a fan of the New York Knicks longer.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Much longer.
So,
Nick, I think you're more important than the other Knicks.
I agree, too.
I agree.
But I'm, okay, and also, Santa, if you could just protect Nick.
Because we're all fans.
Yep.
We're Knicks fans.
Well, I want to use some of my Christmas wish for Chewy's basketball team to win after all that.
Is it basketball? Yeah. I didn't even know that.
The last time the Knicks won the championship was before I was born, and I'm 51 years old. But that's besides the point. All right, Nick, what else do you want?
And, well, you know, on the personal, it's really cool to have a birthday in December. Happy birthday, Roy. Happy birthday, Rick, and anybody else who's a
happy
December.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. All of our December
Because
friends.
Sometimes you get what you wanted for Christmas for your birthday, because I wanted some cymbals for a drum kit. And Quinny and Jess got me low-volume cymbals, like a whole set.
What? So
yeah,
they aren't
two
as loud?
Crashes, a ride, the hi-hat. And they're not that loud. They're like perfect for the apartment.
Oh, my God.
My apartment.
I kind of want you to record with those because your cymbals are loud.
Dude, they sizzle.
Fuck.
They sizzle, dude. It's crazy.
I just broke the rule again.
Like if you ever have somebody who's just crashing your cymbals too loud and stuff, let me know and they can borrow the the low volume.
The dumbed down ones?
Cymbals.
Yeah. That sounds rad.
They just got, they're like steel and they got holes and through the whole everything. It looks like a cheese grater almost, you know?
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I got that. But also, I wanted Devo tickets and I got that too. So,
oh,
yeah. Devo in April.
Where at?
Grand Sierra.
Oh, seriously? My God.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were playing
Grand
here.
Grand Sierra's coming through some rad shit lately.
And, you know,
like,
I got
like
the insights.
And Violent Femmes this spring.
Yeah, we got Violent Femme tickets.
I heard an inside scoop that a local band, Clarko, is going to be opening, which is fucking awesome. You guys, excuse me. Whoops, sorry, I failed.
We've blown the show now. It's
worth it for Clarko.
It's yeah. The kids are not headphones anymore.
So it's like, I saw Clarko with, when I saw Nosebone in the woods, a few episodes back, Loud at the Lair, and they were amazing. And I was just thinking, these guys are heavily influenced by Devo. And then when we heard on the DL that they were going to be opening for Devo, I was like, oh, I'm so even more happy I got tickets, you know.
Has Clarko been on the show before?
No. God, I would love to get them. They're really, really cool.
You have an assignment.
If you like weird stuff, they're really cool.
Love it.
Weird
well,
rock and roll.
I think we could all. Yeah. This morning, I walked the dog while listening to the second half of the first Einsteins and the Neubauten tape.
That's like the from American 1981. Dream right there.
Yeah, and you know, you guys, it's just things being hit that are metal while some guy screams in German.
Yeah.
And that's pretty
great.
That's
perfect, especially on a nice warm December day with the sunshine.
Yeah, for real. It felt super Christmassy. The dog loved it. and then you stop and you think, this is what all industrial music came from. Is this horrible crap?
Yeah.
Nick, you got me a birthday present.
I did. You want to open it?
Yay. Okay, I've got the card. Oh, and it's a little pair of skates. Oh, and you guys are so sweet. And it's the cutest picture of Pauline. Oh, yay. Thank
That's
you
a
so
Christmas
much.
Card. That's and the card, other one's right? a birthday present.
Okay, birthday present. It's a t-shirt, and it's, oh, yes. Oh.
I did good.
Thug right. Life, good as gold, and it's the Golden Girls.
There we go.
Yay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Carlos is going to be jealous as fuck.
Do you think any of the Golden Girls had cocaine problems like the 86
oh, yeah.
Mets?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Betty White?
Rue McClanahan, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Rue McClanahan threw it down.
How do you think Betty White got her name, dude?
Yeah, her name was Benny Winkleman. And then damn.
Rue was the enforcer.
Damn right.
She's back when she could, you get a prescription from your doctor for
she
the shit.
We used a lead pipe for a tutor.
Yeah, 3 pounds overweight. Can I have a cocaine prescription?
There was an episode of the Golden Girls where Dorothy had a gambling problem. So.
Oh, yeah, that's hot.
Oh, yeah.
They go hard.
Yeah, yeah. So
one tends to come with the other, you know?
Hey, they tackled all the social issues.
Mm-hmm. They really did.
Yeah, gambling and incontinence.
Did they tackle AIDS?
And being a little
they
light
did.
In the loafers.
They totally yeah. did an AIDS
having,
episode.
Yeah. Having friends.
Yeah, they had an episode where Rose got a letter saying that she had been exposed to HIV in a blood sample. And then the whole episode, she was waiting to find out if she had HIV.
That sounds dramatic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, super intense. And then they had one about having
extramarital affairs.
Oh, a lot of that.
Yeah.
But then artificially inseminated, one of the daughters came to Blanche and said that she was going to be artificially inseminated. That was a weird
the
issue
IVF.
That nobody's that nobody's covered. Like, that doesn't even get covered a lot now. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and there was one the son, what Dorothy's brother like was either trans or just like to wear. Yeah, I don't remember the exact details of it, but that was a kind of a thing.
I vaguely remember that episode too.
Yeah, now, they covered a bunch of stuff that you wouldn't expect them
all
to bother with.
Those great old sitcoms, like they were really pretty deep sometimes. Like you see all kinds of stuff.
Dr. G, you're a fan of insemination, natural or otherwise. Right?
What do you prefer?
How do you know this, Patrick?
Look at him.
Full-blown insemination or artificial?
CRISPR?
Natural or artificial?
Are you looking it up on your phone?
That's ridiculous.
See, Gina, everything's fine.
Let's get a song, Rick. Let's reset.
What a great idea. Yeah. We could give the audience their present of being able to hear for the first time the Breckley Durham song that we didn't play for them from before. It was only on the Patreon.
Reverend Roy Dowd's a freak show and you know it. But everybody loves Reno's favorite punk rock poet. Singing a balls to your partner, your ass against the wall. If you never been had on the worst little pod, you never been had at all. She's the matriarch of the Reno music scene. Take your knee, a peasant. Cadillac Kim is the queen. Singing a balls to your partner, your ass against the wall. If you never been had on the worst little pod, you never been had at all. Patrick Starfish is rising to the top. With that sexy FM voice, he'll make your panties drop. Singing a balls to your partner, your ass against the wall. If you never been on the worst little pod, you never got on at all. It's true. I wasn't even wearing panties, and he started talking. They went to my ankles. It was weird.
Me too.
Dogwater Dick asks the questions, and I leave no doubt. Ain't no fucking way, Rick. I'm knocking that baby out. Singing a balls to your partner, your ass against the wall. If you never been had on the worst little pod, you never been had at all. The worst little pod has had interns by the score. There was new girl Jamie, Anna, Nate, Spencer, Ian, Nicole, Mofro Jojo. And I'm sure there's been more. Singing a balls to your partner, your ass against the wall. And if you never been had on the worst little pod, you never been had at all. Chewy is known as the baddest hand in the land. He's been to every Nevada town and every dive bar with a band. Singing a balls to your partner, your ass against the wall. If you never been had on the worst little pod, you never been had at all. Now he's a strummer, he's the drummer, killer host, stoner sidekick. The coolest of the cool, as you wish, Uncle Nick. Singing a balls to your partner, your ass against the wall. If you never been had on the worst little pod, you never been had at all. Broadcasting from high above Reno, live from the recent past. Bravo, motherfucker. Who wants to die for art? Balls to your partner, your ass against the wall. If you never been had on the worst little pod, you never been had at all.
Yay!
Woo! All right, Greg.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Do you think we could get him to re-record it, but have him shout out our meme coin like 3 or 4 times?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Throw Doc G in the intern list.
We can edit it in. We can get We can get AI like to make him say it or something.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I could do an under track that you just have the AI change to sound like him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the way things go now.
Well, right on, Christmas people. What else do we got going on? Any New Year's shows coming up? Any pre-Christmas shows? Speaking of Clark.
A good show this Saturday, I think.
This Saturday.
At Picnic, I think. It's Sucker Punch and Manchild playing together.
Sounds like that's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's Saturday night. That's going to be good.
I know
7 o'clock.
I, Sorry, Chewie.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, no, I was just excited about something we covered on a previous podcast. If you have been listening the last couple of weeks, we might have mentioned a show at a Denny's that...
Oh, that was cool.
I did not get to go because I am old as fuck. But the video footage of said show at the Denny's...
Yeah, it looks rad.
...did look quite off the chain, and it's just...
It looked packed.
Thank you, Reno, for being Reno.
Yeah, I miss that.
Hardcore
too,
shows at the Denny's.
Yeah, that was punk AF, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, Giant Skunk. I'm not sure who the other bands were. That's whose footage I saw, but yeah, we got to get Giant Skunk on here.
Yeah. So yeah, goals. Glad to see the kids are all right.
Yeah. And if you got some ideas for bands you want to hear on the podcast, send them our way. Either send the band our way or send us their name and we'll see if we can hunt them down for our season 16. We've got January booked, some in February. We're looking for Women's March as well. Rory?
I would just say I'm increasingly out of touch and I don't know any of you anymore. Please contact us.
Yeah, reach out.
Absolutely.
Always and looking for new blood.
Any host, you know, if you know Cadillac Kim, that's cool. If you know me, that's cool. You know Chewy.
If you know Patrick, that's
Patrick's
cool.
Getting some good bookings.
Doc G, if any, you know Doc G.
Yeah, like, that's part of your job now.
Yeah.
Grum.
I know Spencer Kilpatrick's playing on New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
Chapel, I believe.
That sounds awesome.
That'd be a fun show.
I can't remember the other bands that are playing, but I remember thinking this a stacked bill. So,
that'll be New Year's great. Eve.
Very good. Rock and roll. Do y'all have any New Year's plans or resolutions? Shall we go around and do that part?
Oh, I haven't even thought about it.
Gina, you go first.
I truly just want to have a blessed, happy family time, enjoying each other. A lot of that.
Just staying home?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm such a homebody. So
I hear that.
But to be with loved ones. Just enjoy your time together. It's really important.
What are you doing, Jess?
Resolution to stay active during the winter.
Very good. How do you want to do that?
I don't know, walking around the marina, walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah, walking's good. A doctor says I have to walk. Like he's like, you need to walk like 4 miles a day. I'm like, you're high, dude. That's not happening. I might go. He's like, I didn't do a 40-minute walk, he says. And so that's what I do. Quentin, what you got?
My resolution, I hadn't really thought about it, but I'll decide it right now. And that it means I'm more likely to stick to it. I'm going to try to learn Spanish because I'm going to need that for my degree.
Great idea.
Very good. And what are you doing for New Year's? New Year's Eve, New Year's.
I think we had anything in particular planned.
You don't have anything planned.
No, just hang out, love cool. each other.
Yeah, you don't really like fireworks, so
no, I
it's
don't.
It's not
care
something
for
to go out for.
I hear that. Yeah, sorry. Downtown is just every year.
I would kill you for insurance money.
Whoa. Doc G.
Resolution?
Yeah, resolution. And do you have any party plans?
My resolution is to get the frick out of Reno.
Where would you want to go?
Whatever college accepts me outside of Reno.
Oh, right on.
That's got to be outside of Reno, though.
Yeah.
You give up all this?
You're young. You should travel.
I hear you.
Now, when you're young is the time to get the hell away from where you started.
Yep. Yeah, go see the world, man. Great. And so do you have any New Year's Eve plans or anything like that?
No. Unfortunately, I'll be stuck in Reno.
Okay. Well, there's parties in Reno, you know. Chewy, what are you doing?
New Year's?
Yeah.
Probably not. We're going to be in Vegas right before New Year's. We're going to be driving home, probably getting home New Year's Eve.
Mm.
So I'll probably just spend the time with the family, maybe eat some lamb or something. I don't know.
Oh, far out.
I might try to make some food that night and just chill at the house. Last couple of years, I've been driving Uber on New Year's, and it was awesome and lucrative. But this year, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Good for you.
Yeah. But it was fun. I worked till 4 a.m. the last couple of years, and it was always interesting.
Oh, I bet that's the best.
Resolution, I don't really have one. I'd like to go see a city I've never been to this year. like we did a lot of travel last year and revisited a lot of great spots that we love. But this year I'd like to maybe get the family and go see something I've never seen before. See a new city, maybe El Paso or something like that. New Orleans would be nice.
Hell yeah.
You'd love New Orleans.
I bet.
Rory.
The Dowds have left the building.
Ah, no wonder it got all quiet.
Yeah, it was a little chaotic.
Patrick.
Yes, sir.
Of children.
What are you doing for New Year's? And do you have any resolutions?
Okay, so I was just talking with Kaylee about this. Like, I don't. I think I get such dark vibes from New Year's. You know what I mean? I think the move for me is just stay home. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just, you just go out and it's like people are fucking zombies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just dark fucking energy out there. Just people get it's like
see crazy shit.
It's years. Like one of the only holidays where it's like actively like we are all getting completely wasted as a society. Mm. You know? So I haven't thought about a resolution, but I guess quit smoking. I guess I'd like to get that monkey off my back.
You could launch our meme coin.
Oh, I could launch our meme coin.
Or you could quit smoking if you want, but I mean the meme coin, come on.
Yeah, it's like quit smoking or get filthy rich. I don't know. What's it going to be?
Kaylee, are you a smoker?
I am. I vape now. So that's been good. It's easier to wake up in the morning without feeling terrible.
I hear you.
But yeah.
Did Patrick get you into that?
I've been smoking since like daily since I was like 18, so it's been
if anything she got me into vaping.
Yeah. It's my fault.
It's all right.
It's fun to do both. I really like cigarettes better than vape.
Me too. You know,
I mean they hit
I like them better. I think that it looks cooler when people are smoking them.
They like hit better actual, for sure.
Yeah.
And smoking cigarettes like, is God, so cool.
Yeah, so well, I never picked it up, but there was always times in life like I never smoked in my life except maybe one time I tried it. But I've always felt like there's moments in life where I should be smoking when I wasn't. Yeah. I always thought. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we talked about this earlier this year when you were talking about paging the doctor to deliver you your medicine. Yeah. And I was just like, what do you do then? You smoke a cigarette, right? You just stand on the corner and wait for your medicine.
And the people who smoke at my work get a lot more break time.
Well, and the smell, the smell of when somebody first lights a cigarette. And the first, like, that first hit off of it and you, and like, and it wafts over to you, the fresh smell of a cigarette that's just been lit is like, I really love that smell.
Especially now that not as many people smoke, it's kind of refreshing.
Smoker. Yeah. This is...
Are we messing up for you?
I'm Jonesing.
And fellas,
let me... first hit.
It's so good.
I met a miner last year who started smoking cigars on his 50th birthday. He said he never smoked until he turned 50, but he wanted to start. And I was thinking about doing that too, but then my 50th came and I was like, I still didn't want to do it.
Could you imagine being that guy's doctor?
It's just like cigars. You don't even breathe them into your lungs.
You came in here with pink lungs, you stupid asshole.
And fellas, let me tell you what, the ladies love a guy that smokes cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. They go nuts for that.
And they see that guy and they're just like, man, my dad will hate him.
Oh, what?
And nothing is more exciting.
They like the way it tastes on your mouth and the way it smells. And there's there's cigarette butts in your car. Yeah. They fucking love it.
And that stale odor on your clothes and your yellow fingers. Yeah. Do you have yellow fingers, Starfish?
I'm colorblind.
Oh. Ask her.
Oh, boy.
Which is, that's actually true.
Oh, great, you guys. This has been an awesome little Christmas show.
We'll see you next year, and thanks for listening to us all year long. And everybody here, thanks for being here in the studio with us, fam. For everybody who was here, everybody who left, past and present interns, the Breckley Durham, thank you for your song. Life is short, and we love you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round your virgin, not a red child.
Sing.
Get down.
Okay.
Let's get down.
Hey!
cookies, Santa Claus.